project that's been going on since 1993. I have to thank USAID and the American International Health Alliance and the Partners for Health and Partners for International Development, which is the NGO that I have worked with through Emory University and several other universities. We have been working with the country of Georgia. Now, Georgia, when I say Georgia, I'm from Georgia, and people say, oh, you know, what's the big deal? Georgia is in a very strategic location, and of course is a post-Soviet country, and you see on the map that Armenia is to the south, Azerbaijan is to the east, Turkey is to the west, the Black Sea, and actually Chechnya is right up there in the little center piece at the top. So it's a hotbed right now, but it's very important for the United States to keep good relations with them, especially since Iraq and Iran are down here. So we have been working with them, like I say, for a number of years. The oil pipeline goes through Georgia, so that is also a great interest for the United States, the pipeline from Azerbaijan. The learning objectives you can see here, we have been working on upgrading the level of nursing in the country of Georgia for quite a few years, as well as some surrounding countries through the AIHA partnerships. The former Soviet healthcare system was based on the Semashka model, and some of you may know that that was a centrally run organization, and basically the healthcare organizations wanted to keep people in the hospital as long as possible, and they told Moscow what Moscow wanted to know about how many people were seen. So it was publicly financed, and they really didn't have to worry too much about making money. An interesting thing about the Georgian healthcare system, the total economy collapsed back when the split occurred. There are more doctors per capita than there are nurses in the country of Georgia, and that is unlike just about any place else in the world. So there is an economic advantage for the medical industry, so to speak, to keep the upper hand in medical care. Little has changed in the Soviet Union in terms of nursing education. Their nursing education is not in a baccalaureate setting, although there are some nurses that are called, schools in Russia that are called graduate schools of nursing. There is only one baccalaureate program that I know of at Erevuni Hospital in Yerevan, Armenia, that actually allows nurses to sit for the NCLEX immediately. Now, with the shortage of nurses, you know that places like this are going to be popping up all over that area to try to train nurses so that we can recruit them away from their countries. Nurses aren't educated in universities, but in nursing colleges, they either go out of the ninth grade and get 3 years of training or the 11th grade and get 2 years of training. They pretty much do not have books. It's a very antiquated system, and they come out with about the knowledge and skill level of our nursing assistants. Now, an interesting thing about nurses also is that if you are in medical school for 2 years, you can work as a nurse. So there are a number of physicians that are working as nurses if they've been fired as physicians from their hospitals. There were a huge number of hospitals in the former Soviet country of Georgia. Many of them have been closed, so there are a lot of people vying for money, and so a lot of doctors working as nurses. We talked about education for nursing being at a minimal level. There is no countrywide competency exam, and there is no licensure for nurses in the country of Georgia. They do have a piece of paper when they graduate from a nursing school. There are many private nursing schools that have very few resources, so we aren't sure about the level of education. The Minister of Education does accredit schools, but there are many of them, and I'm not sure what they do with the private ones. There are so many of them now, they pop up all over the place. There are private medical schools like that, too. These are the Millennium Development Goals and where Georgia is in terms of their Millennium Development Goals. Their under-5 mortality rate is about 45 versus our 8 per thousand. Their infant mortality rate is 41 versus our 6 per thousand. So their healthcare system is not doing too well. They die of cardiovascular disease more than anything else, and they die at a very early age. There's a lot of business moving into Georgia, and so their need for a good healthcare system is on the rise because people don't want to move in to a country that doesn't have a good healthcare system. Two things that a new grant that I'll talk about in a little bit that we're focusing on is emergency room, and we're looking at cardiovascular disease and stroke as two principal pieces that we're working on. This is the model for nursing education that we have used. We have always worked with the upper echelons of the political system, the Minister of Labor, USAID. We have had partners. We have had partner hospitals, and we started out with City Hospital No. 2 in 1993, and the internally displaced people took that over, and we worked with National Medical Center, Ishiguro Children's Hospital, Tbilisi State University. Right now, our present grant is with Central Clinical Hospital. We have brought educators over to the United States. They have worked at Emory. They have created a curriculum. We are ready to put a baccalaureate curriculum on the ground, but the political will has not been there. We did bring four physicians over who speak English. The physicians are the only people that can teach in the university since the nurses don't have a university-based education. All of these women that we brought over had worked in nursing education, had taught nursing, and they all spoke English. They spent a semester at Emory University. We got funding from AIHA, the Soros Foundation, and from Emory. They did come away with a 27-course baccalaureate nursing curriculum plus 40 continuing education modules that we could use in the interim in case we didn't get the baccalaureate program started, and indeed that's what we have done. We have started using those 40 continuing education models. We all know about the education, about the research that shows that the higher the level of nursing education, the lower the patient mortality rate. Linda Aiken also has a lot of work on that, too. Both the academic nursing programs and the CE programs are based on theoretical educational models, and we do some clinical education because we've opened learning labs in all of the places that we have been. The clinical education trainings that we have the results on were done by both U.S. and local trainers. We had trained the trainer trainings for the Central Children's Hospital and National Medical Center. These are some of the continuing education clinical offerings that we've done: the nursing triage, infection control, pain management, physical assessment, emergency nursing, hospital safety. We had about 16 different ones that we taught to nurses. We began with 180 nurses from both hospitals. We ended up with 146 that completed anywhere between 14 and 16 courses. It took a year to do all of this training. They had to have attended 75% of the lectures. They had to have post-test completion with 80% grade, and they had to have a final exam grade of at least 75%. We have trained 120 more people by this September, but these 146 were the ones that we have statistics on that I'll talk to you today about. These were the pre- and the post-test scores for 14 of the courses, and you can see that there is a 27% increase in the scores, and this is really, really good because we had handouts for these folks, but they don't have books. The nurses don't speak English. All of these courses were delivered in Georgian, but all of the textbooks that these folks have that they were teaching from were English, so everything had to be translated back into Georgian. Georgian is one of the original 12 alphabets in the world, and it looks like Sanskrit. We took after the pre and post test of the first courses, we recruited 36 nurses from each hospital, from the National Medical Center and from Ishvili, the children's hospital, and we gave them a post test. We gave them questions in six different areas: infection control, IV therapy, pain management, post-operative, and triage. And their average knowledge retention on those questions, there were 24 knowledge questions, and they had an 85% collective score. You can see the only one that's really bad is nursing competencies, and that worries me somewhat. We also asked them open-ended questions about their skills application and whether or how long they, how much they applied the skills that they have gotten. Now, sometimes I think this is an open-ended question, and I think it's a little bit suspect because they may tell you what you want to hear, but 75% of them did tell us that they were applying skills at 100% of the time. We also did training back in 2004 and on some of the same areas, and we did post-test then, and the average knowledge retention was only 57% at that time, and questions about skill application was only at 53%. We did select 8 nurses from both hospitals for a train-the-trainer certificate, and they received that. We did want to leave people there that were able to teach these courses, and of course the 4 people that came to Emory are still there also teaching. These people who were trained the trainer were supposed to be clinical faculty for the nursing school. That was the way we had planned it. As of yet, we have not been able to start the baccalaureate program there. It sounds like also that the president of 4 years, Mikhail Saakashvili, is getting ready to be overthrown. That has been one of the problems. Shevardnadze was overthrown, then Saakashvili came in. So all of these relationships that we had to be reestablished. I don't know how many of you know about the Sigma Theta Tau WHO International Council of Nurses move to try to develop global standards for initial nursing education, but that is an ongoing process that started in 2006, and it'll be very interesting to see how they do with that development. Okay, there's one more. Okay. The new emergency services grant we have just received will be done over a 24-month period and will provide a multi-pronged education for nurses and physicians and modern emergency room care. This, our grant established an emergency medical system when we first went to Tbilisi, but oddly enough, there were no ERs to take people to that were good. So we hope that this ER grant will help. It is going to be based at the new Central Republican Hospital in Tbilisi, and I hope that I'll be able to present next year or the year after on the outcomes of that project. Thank you.